The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Dr. Ross Tucker. It joins us every Tuesday. So a lot on Embiid from last night, and obviously a lot looking ahead to tomorrow. The Eagles in Washington. Ross joins us every Wednesday at this time. You can follow his work, of course, with the Ross Report, and also at Ross Tucker NFL on Twitter. Ross, good morning, buddy.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Doing great, Ross.
I'm excited about one team, and I'm very not excited about another team. So I'm sure you can figure out.
Can I just say something about the other team, really?
Can I just say something about that?
Sure.
I know he's a really good player. I've enjoyed, you know, some of the games he's had. I've never like loved watching Embiid because it's never seemed to me like he's played that hard. I guess I grew up with Barkley, you know, in the 80s, and then Allen Iverson.
And Bobby Jones and Moses Malone.
Right, and I try to adjust for it's a new era. And he's 7'2", 2'8". Like, I try to give him all the different benefits of the doubt. But you know what? Shaq was really big and weighed a lot. And it just seemed like in terms of rebounds, and it just seemed like there have been other really big men that at least visually appear to play. I think he's one of the most skilled big guys I've ever seen.
Clearly.
It's incredible. But I've always just been like waiting to see him really turn it on. Like, it never even seemed like he's running that fast. I don't know how to describe it, but I've always like reluctantly liked him.
I understand the point. By the way, what Joel said after the game, we're going to get to that in 1 minute. Ross with us right now, a ton on the Eagles, but Joel post game, and I thought this was a disgraceful comment from Joel coming up in 1 minute, what he said after the game. We'll get to that in 1 minute's time. Hey, let me tell you about PI Dental Center. With their decades of experience in complex dental treatment, of which I've been a patient now for 2 decades, my mom a patient there for 3 decades, with Dr. Glenn Wolfinger and Dr. Robert Slough, both sensational at what they do, both board-certified prosthodontists. They specialize in the restoration and the replacement of teeth, and of course, PI Dental Center, as I always tell you, the originators of the teeth in a day. That's a revolutionary treatment that delivers fixed teeth and implants placed for a dramatic transformation in a mere 1 day. Here's what it all means. If you got a big problem with your teeth, they can provide a great solution for you. You got to get yourself there. They're located in Fort Washington. You can start with their website, pidentalcenter.com. If you've got a big issue, pain, maybe you just don't like the way you look, you want to get a change, maybe you've always wanted to get a change, never invested the time or the resources, do it now. pidentalcenter.com. Visit pidentalcenter.com to request your new patient evaluation. All right, Ross, we'll get to the Eagles in Washington in a moment. But for those tuning in, I want to play 2 pieces of audio from Joel last night. I thought the first of these was an all-time disgraceful comment by a player, coach, GM, owner in Philly sports. And I mean this. Because, Ross, we've had a lot of weird comments through the years. A couple years ago, Andy McPhail, if we do, we do. Seltzer, if we don't, we don't. Right? That was
not great.
Terrible.
Beyond
not
great.
Awesome. Not
but
what
imagine
you
a player superstar Joel, who had previously announced he probably would not be playing in back-to-back games, last night upon being asked, so are you playing tomorrow, which is now today, or not? Sixers have another game tonight against the 12-0 Cleveland Cavaliers. Listen to the use of his word troll and ask yourself, isn't this one of the worst we've ever heard in Philly sports?
Did you expect to play tomorrow?
I mean, I want to. That's up to those guys. I mean, I know I said I will never play back-to-backs, but I'm a troll, so I'm sure at some point I'll play.
I mean, Ross, could you imagine 20 years ago if Donovan McNabb said that? Could you imagine that?
You know,
I mean, Ross, there are people that paid lots of money for that. You got millions of people who are Sixers fans. You want to tune in and watch the game. I'm not making a statement right now of whether he should or shouldn't play, will or won't play. I don't know if he will or won't. I can't even tell you that I know if he should or shouldn't. I'm not inside his body. I'm not the doctor. Here's what I know. He shouldn't be joking about it.
If you're Nick Nurse, how can you properly prepare your team to play if you don't know for sure who's going to be available to play, or if they're just trolling you, about whether they're hurting
if
or
you're
not
a fan? How do you like
you?
Let's just start with that. How do you
Joel
like?
How many times have it been come 5 minutes before game, oh, he's not playing. Yeah. Oh, he is playing.
Yeah.
Again, in that clip, what does he say? I do what I want.
I do what I want. I mean, Ross, imagine if Donovan said that 20 years ago. Imagine that.
Well, it's a different era. 20 years ago, I don't even think we used the word troll.
Probably not.
But it's just the mindset. I'm like blown away. I don't know if you guys saw this. The left tackle, okay, for the Cleveland Browns. He's a former first-round pick. You're going to love this. His name is Jedrick Wills. He said this week. So he skipped the game against the Ravens because it's a contract year. He said to the media, and now he lost the starting job because they put another kid in there and the guy did well. He said, they asked about him losing the starting job. He's like, I am shocked. I made a business decision and never thought I could lose my job.
Yeah.
Like to say out these guys, to say out loud, I made a business decision and I can't believe I... Hey, Jedrick, guess what? So did they. So did the team.
That's right.
They made a decision that the other guy is better than you.
That's exactly right.
But now, you know what? We're, you know, Joe, you and I, we're in our 40s.
Yep.
Now, do we just sound like, what I want to know is, the guys that are driving to work right now, the 25-year-olds, the 28-year-olds, do we sound like old heads, like old man yelling at the cloud?
Maybe,
or do the 20-year-olds feel the same
way?
That's what I want to know.
I wonder that too, Ross, but I'll say this. I think the 25-year-old, the 20-year-old, the 15-year-old that grew up with Joel, when this whole thing likely ends without a title, and probably likely ends without them coming even that close to it, they're going to start having more, what's the word I'm looking for here? Awareness.
Regret, angst?
Well, just they're going to be aware of what being a Philadelphia sports fan is.
You want to hear something crazy?
Sure.
So the producer of my podcast, his name's Jack. He's 23 years old. He lives in Horsham, whatever. He's awesome. His favorite Philly sports team is the Sixers. He's 23.
Yep.
So I said, wait a minute. Like, based on what? You're born in 2001. He's like, I thought the process, and I'm not throwing Jack under the bus, but he thought the process was really cool. And he thought it was really neat and interesting.
Well, I did too, by the way.
Somebody actually tried it.
Full disclosure.
No, I know, but you like the Sixers more than the Eagles.
Look, Ross,
let me
give you a fact.
Because they lost on purpose.
Let me give you a fact.
I'm blown away by the mindset of younger people.
Ross, I added this up last night. I'm watching the game because at one point they referenced the 0-1 Sixers being the last team to get to the NBA Finals. And then I started thinking of the conference finals because the 0-1 Sixers, the only one to get to the conference final from the Sixers since 85. So I started adding it up. And since 85, when the Sixers got there, the other three teams combined, I believe the number I figured out was 19.
Jeez.
So the other three teams have gotten their 19 time conference final, not NBA or not Super Bowl, just conference final, 19 times since the Sixers got there in 85, and the Sixers gotten there once. That's a joke. All right, Ross, I want to get to the Twitter poll and then the Eagles. Twitter poll question brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Armin, of course, has the new 2025 Chevy Trax in stock now, starting at only $21,495. Together, let's drive. See Armin's inventory at ArminChevy.com. The poll question, do you think Joel Embiid will play in tonight's back-to-back game as the Sixers face Cleveland? A, yes. B, no. You can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.